Governor Abbott wants to build a wall along the Rio Grande, which he says is needed to improve security at the border. The governor plans to announce more details about his plan next week.
Joining us live to discuss this border wall plan, SMU political science professor Cal Gilson is with us on KRLD. Cal, good morning.
Good morning.
Is this even something a state can do? Wouldn't this fall under the federal government's purview?
Well, what Governor Abbott said yesterday is that he has dispatched some additional police forces toward the border, Texas police forces. And while they're not supposed to be enforcing immigration policy, they can be enforcing laws against criminal mischief, as the governor said, or vandalism, those kinds of things. So that will have a relatively small effect, I think. What people are talking about mostly is that the budget that the governor now has on his desk to sign has $1 billion in it for additional border security. And he is going to tap into some of that and perhaps additional funds for, he says, a border wall. But a border wall costs about $20 million a mile. So he could build something like 50 miles if he used all of that money. And some of it is already encumbered to other purposes. So I think what he's doing is he's doing some campaigning. He's up for reelection in 2022. But he's also grabbing the spotlight here to say that from Texas's perspective, the federal government isn't doing enough to control and secure the border.
Is he's up for reelection for governor, but could he also be maybe making a run for president at some point?
Well, you know, Texas governors always think that they're presidential material, and sometimes they are. What George W. Bush did he was first elected in 94. He had a big blowout reelection win in 98 and then ran for president successfully in 2000. So that's sort of the model that Greg Abbott has in mind. But the first thing he has to do is win reelection in a convincing fashion before the opportunity might open up for him to run for president. And then he'd have to decide whether he really wants to do that or not.
And you got Greg Abbott here. You've got Ron DeSantis in Florida. His name has also come up with regards to 2024. Does it seem to you that these two are almost trying to out-Trump each other?
Well, it does. And I think what both of them are doing are laying the groundwork should Donald Trump not decide to run for election in 2024. There are lots of Republicans in the probably small dozens who would love to run for president, either against Joe Biden or perhaps Kamala Harris or some other Democrat in 2024. But they know they don't have much hope if Donald Trump is in the mix, because the Republican base is still very firmly behind Donald Trump, but they're laying the groundwork.
Thank you so much. As always, we appreciate the time. That is a professor of political science, Cal Gilson at SMU.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.